Heritage is at the heart of every community. Here in County Monaghan, we have many significant and outstanding natural and cultural places to be understood, loved and cared for. I am Shirley Clarkin, Heritage Officer with Monaghan County Council. Mully Ash Cairn is a national monument right on the border with County Armagh, situated in County Monaghan. It has views to very important cultural sites of Slieve Gullion, Loch Crewe, the Mourne Mountains and Carlingford Loch, before the surrounding landscape was covered in Sitka spruce. It's an important cultural and natural site. We are meeting the local community here, who have been working to understand the site and its traditions. It's the same age as Newgrange, and it's likely that there's a passage grave within this cairn.
My name's Michael Waters, and I lived around here, or close to here. So I've been inclined to try to keep this sort of together, or to get it fixed up, or protected in a different manner. So,
my name is Deborah Flack, and I'm from Clogher Historical Society, and we work with the promotion of history, local history, in the Diocese of Clogher. And our interest with the cairn is really the protection of it, and we had an archaeological report done by the IASC of the cairn and what we can do for the future to protect it, and just bring it to light that actually the Mully Ash cairn is here in Castleblaney in County Monaghan.
My name's Noel Lochran, Mully Ash, and as children we were always brought up here on what was Blaeberry Sunday, the last Sunday in July and the first Sunday in August. And it was fantastic to see the number of crowds of people that would arrive here and have a wonderful picnic and different meetings, and a lot of romance and different things all happened in this area. It'd be nice to see it, some bit of tidying up, and it kept as a spot on the highest peak in Mully Ash for everyone to see.
What we can see around is a mound of stones. There is a kind of a pathway channeled up with people walking up onto it through the years. The cairn is stepped back. There's a layer of stone and then a step back into a further layer. It's quite a steep incline up to it. There are two walls leading to each side of the back of the cairn. And then if you walk up onto it, you'll see then the view from the other side. You'll see that it's a round mound of stones. You can see some erosion on the cairn. The view, the trees have grown up in front of us, so the view is, you can't see the view down into Castleblaney from
the
here.
The view is slightly curtailed a bit. You can see more from the top. And also it had been like a walker right around it. That must have been the way it was built at the start. Like a spiral staircase. Some of the wall is still intact. The east side is a bigger stone, which some of them would probably reckon it might have been an open tomb on the east side that faced the rising sun at one time. Probably years ago, when you come up here, when you're young, it looked bigger. But as you get older, everything looks smaller. There has been damage done to it, but we'd have to forget about that. It's done and that's can't do nothing about it.
The folklore of the cairn is that a princess of a high king was buried here. She supposedly fell in love with a young man from Slieve Gullion, and her father was not impressed and seemingly had her murdered, and she's supposed to be buried here under the cairn. But there hasn't been any remains found or bones or any jewels or gold, but that's the folklore on the cairn.
In our time, our family would have had pictures taken from relatives of ours that was visiting in 1923. That's the oldest picture that's available at the minute that I don't think there's anything else about. I will submit it to Deborah and the committee once we put our hands on it, and it'll be nice to have it with the cairn in 1923 as it looks. There is some evidence of the spiral walk right around it, gaining access to the top of it. In the early 50s is what the memories I would have of it, and Daddy used to always talk about the crowds that arrived here, and over the years there's a lot of pictures and one thing or another over the years of people meeting at the cairn.
as no one was here before there was any plantation, there was a lot of blueberries. And people would have come here and would have picked the blueberries, and probably a lot of them would have taken it home and make jam with them. There was a lot of blueberries. You only can see a remnants of it now, because the forest has grew up, killed off the undergrowth, and there's very little, even no matter what year you come up. Some of them ditches there, as you can see, would be maybe plenty, low a good bit, but it's got to be the last few years there hasn't been any worthwhile, of course, of the heavy rains and that. I think it washed them away before Blaeberry Sunday, and they're probably maybe out too soon. But the trees used to be heather, probably are staying there. Of that height, you'd be tramping through heather and it'd be loaded with blueberries. But the forest station has done away with that completely. And it's just only a few. Even I remember people coming here recently in the last 10 years and they would have had to took some jam. You've got to get enough there to make jam out of blueberries. Cairns built on, it's on two townlands.
Yeah.
That right now,
Mully Ash and
Tamnaskey. That ditch is a border.
Yeah. The ditch runs through the middle.
Runs through the middle of it.
Yeah.
And where it probably was on maybe that, but the other side just fell away a bit, you know. But yeah, there's a lot of big stones. Here you have small stones, but you have a lot of bigger ones on the other side.
Yeah.
And maybe it could have been an open tomb at one time, because the one over on Slieve Gullion's open tomb, which you can crawl into. But it's facing the west, which probably would mean summer solstice. But this here probably faced in the east if there had been. So it probably got fell in over the years. I don't know. I'd never, any time I came here, it was never opened. There was no open tomb that I could see.
In Mary McNeil's book, she writes about the festivals of Lunasa around Ireland. She makes reference to it was quite an important festival here, that a lot of people would have travelled from South Armagh, they came from far away to come to the festival here, because there were games and people got together and there was dancing and there would have been bonfires. It obviously was a very important area. It was probably one of the best festivals around at that time, and that was in 1942.
You have to be careful, don't you? You have to watch where you're going.
This what could have been dug out, or handed, they'd have to be handed out, the stones out of here. And this is the other side of it here, if you go over facing the east. There's some of that, there's a way it was faced there, where if you come down to around here, you get a better look at this. What's that slippery? See the face of that? That had been running right around, and these are bigger stones here, more. But see this here, probably fell, that part fell in there, so it looks like.
Put it back in. This bit facing north is the best wall at the minute. You'll get a good example of it if you make the way around. Yeah.
This is quite an example of the bigger stones here. You see here, and all right around.
Got entry to the top of it.
You would have walked up this. Up that instead of climbing up this
front of it. Up the front of it.
See, and that would have been all right. See the more flatter stones there, which looks like they've been built in, or these here are bigger.
They were users facing.
It could have been with them stones, is a lot different than the rest. That might have been opened at one time to face the east, you know, like something like Newgrange and that. Built in that area, deer. See, they would have come up round and then up onto the top.
The romancing, well, the people get together and you'd maybe a guy would spot a girl and maybe have a year's romance, and then by the following year they would have been married, come back to the festival the following year and they would have been man and wife, so, and would have picked their blueberries and made jam.
made tart.
Just as we're standing here, it's very noticeable that a lot of the heather has died off and the blueberries.
Yeah.
And recently I have heard about the type of quality of tree this Sitka spruce is. And I do believe that it is killing off a lot of the natural...
There's an acid comes off. An acid comes off the pines of Sitka spruce, and it does kill off.
And there is evidence here that the heather, I remember it, and it was all in the heather. Now it's only bunches. And the blueberries is here.
At that fence there should be a different colour. It should be more greener. But because of the spruce, it's just heather, you know. Anywhere you see good heather, it's a good colour, but you see that there now is part of the Mourns overlooking the Silent Valley. I've been there and there's no trees around, but there's massive blueberries there in the time of year.
The blueberries are very small here. Yeah.
The quality, and then the rain over the years.
The rain washes them off as well, because they're not good enough to stand up to the rain. And then probably boards pick them as soon as they're ready, before they're ripe.
Yeah.
It's, as we call it in Clare Historical Society, the lonely cairn on the hill, or the hilltop cairn. It's not far from Castleblaney, it's not far from Keady. We're right on the border. I think, you know, schools, projects should get involved in the cairn and come out and maybe visit it maybe once, twice a year, you know, in the secondary schools, even primary schools. I think our report done by the ISE will keep it alight, and maybe for future projects, maybe an archaeological dig sometime at the edge of the cairn might bring some more findings, and then we could get the community involved with the cairn and a community spirit.
We're going to go over here to the Long Stone. It's called the Long Stone, but it's probably a fallen standing stone, but it's broke. It was flat. This was the pint. There'd been probably another piece where it'd been damaged years ago. They would have said this was a handprint here. And there's another one over there where this story is a giant threw it from Slieve Gullion to here at another giant. And I don't know where the story is, where he caught it or not, but this is where it landed. But there's one flat stone I remember coming here. It was always hard to find because you had a lot of undergrowth and everything. And you had bushes, blueberry bushes. They would have been that height. There'd been a standing stone here, another one down somewhere there in another man's field. And then going up here to the north of Cullyhanna, you have a cairn called Annamar Cairn, which is a flat cairn and not a raised one. Looking around here,
Mucknow.
The Loch Mucknow. You're looking up here now, you can see Dundalk Bay. And then right around you have Camlagh Mountain, Slieve Gullion. In the background is the Coolies, the Fai, and on up there. You can see the Mourns on a good day. And this Castleblaney in behind you when you go back up a bit. That's Monaghan. And then on further on, Mount Nugent's over in Cavan. You go on round this other side, you're looking over at the north and all round there. And looking over at Darmar Brig and Carrickacook. But you can see Loch Nea here from the cairn.
Standing at this point, you can actually see Nain County. You can see Louth, Meath, Cavan, Longford, Fermanagh, Tyrone, Armagh, and Down.
Yeah, you see Down when you see the Mourns.
And
the
Monaghan.
And you're in Monaghan.
You're in Monaghan.
Yeah. So it's a very advantage point, no doubt. Mm.
I think the blueberry festival, even, you know, at the moment is still very strong. There's a very big group of people come, and, you know, even from, you know, Monaghan town area, there's the Ramblers, Knocktallan Ramblers would have caught, you know, walked up here regularly. And I think it's keeping it open, and I think it's just to keep the communities talking, communities getting together and keeping the channels open. You can really work on through heritage in bringing communities together. And I think that having something that is very historic in your community area is very important.
This programme has been funded by Monaghan County Council and the Heritage Council as part of the European Year of Cultural Heritage.